This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Last month's South Asia tsunami devastated the local fishing industry. Many fishermen and their families were killed. Among those who survived, many lost their boats. In Sri Lanka, the Department of Fisheries estimates that 80% of the country's fishing fleet was damaged or destroyed. But even fishermen who didn't lose their boats have run into trouble. They can't sell their catch because locals are refusing to eat the fish. NPR's Jason Bobien reports from the Sri Lankan capital, Colombo.
Most fishermen in Sri Lanka worked out of small outrigger boats. They lived in huts or modest houses by the sea, and each night they dragged their boats up the sandy, palm-lined beaches. For these subsistence fishermen, the Indian Ocean gave them everything they needed. Then the Indian Ocean took everything away. In the seaside village of Ahangama on the south coast of Sri Lanka, Nimal Karuna Tileka used to fish with two other men from a small canoe-shaped boat. He lost his boat, his clothes, everything, he says, to the tsunamis. The waves also crushed the brick walls of his house. Standing next to his wrecked home, the 34-year-old fisherman says he can't stay here, but he also has nowhere else to go. I can't live here, Tileka says. At night, the ocean makes a terrible sound. I can't sleep, and I'm afraid the waves might come again. He also believes the ocean is now poisoned. He gestures at the dead grass and shrubs around his house, where the salt water from the tsunamis leached into the soil. He believes the waves are carrying toxic chemicals. Further along the coast in Hamantota, 23-year-old Embi Anudra and his boat survived the tsunamis because he was fishing offshore when the waves hit. The water flattened the center of Hamantota, killed almost a quarter of the town's population, and destroyed most of the boats that were anchored in Hamantota's bay. Anudra says he didn't lose anything to the tsunamis. His boat and nets are fine. His problem now is that nobody wants to buy fish. This is currently a problem all across Sri Lanka. S. Mahendran, with the Tamil Rehabilitation Organization in the north of the country, says fishing has stopped completely because so many dead bodies washed out to sea.
People won't consume fish for some time, no? Because this flesh and human flesh and everything, no? The fish has eaten the human flesh. Our people won't buy the fish also. If they go to the also, they can't do the fishing job for about 6 months or something like. They have to be in the camps.
Sri Lanka used to harvest 300,000 tons of tuna, shark, and other fish from the sea each year. Now it's expecting to have to import fish in 2005. Many fishermen say just earning enough money to buy new boats and new nets could take a year or more. The town of Mulativu used to be one of the most prosperous fishing villages on the northeast coast of Sri Lanka.
Bay of Bengal, no? Mulativu is in the Bay of Bengal. This is a fishing town. Shark fish.
Driving into the town, Mahendran points out watermarks on buildings more than a mile from the beach. Mulativu, like so many other seaside towns, was reduced to rubble by the waves. A fisherman named Kanan has come to see what's left of his home. His leg was broken when he was pummeled by the waves. He hobbles on crutches across the expanse of debris. Kanan lost most of his family on December 26th. The waves killed his wife, his 12-year-old son, and his 4-year-old daughter. He also lost his two boats. He was trained as a boy by his father to be a fisherman. It's the only job he knows, and Kanan says eventually he'll go back to it.
He's now alone, no, with his only son. So he's wounded and psychologically affected, no. So it will take some time to erase from all these things. And after 2 or 3 months, he's again start the job.
He adds, however, that his only surviving child, a 9-year-old boy named Sintujan, is going to learn to do something else. Jason Bobien, NPR News, Sri Lanka.